హలో ఎవ్రీవాన్, వెల్కమ్ టు అనదర్ ఎపిసోడ్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్ థియరీ విత్ తేజస్వి అరవాటి. ఇన్ దిస్ పాడ్కాస్ట్ వీ విల్ బి డిస్కసింగ్ అబౌట్ అవర్ ఫేవరెట్ స్ట్రీట్ ఫుడ్ చాట్, ఆర్ ఢిల్లీకి చాట్. హౌ డిడ్ ఇట్ గెట్ ఇట్స్ నేమ్, ది ఎటిమాలజీ, ద ఆరిజిన్, ద హిస్టరీ బిహైండ్ ఇట్, అండ్ హౌ ఆర్ వీ ఈటింగ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ అవర్ డైలీ లైఫ్. లెట్స్ ఫైండ్ అవుట్. యు నో, ద చాట్ డేట్స్ బ్యాక్ టు 17th సెంచరీ, బట్ దెర్ ఆర్ సర్టన్ మెన్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ dahi vada in the text of Manasullasa by Someshwara III of South India. So he mentioned about something called kshira vata, which is loosely close to dahi vada, which was later developed in 17th 18th centuries. So let's get back to the 17th century part of it. 17th century, it was the time when Shah Jahan was ruling Delhi, and he came from Agra. He started developing Delhi. He started building the city, finding resources, building it economically and financially, trying to find the right management of the city and the political, socio-political issues. So he started developing Delhi. He started establishing his ruling in the city of Delhi. So when the city was formed, everything was smooth and fine. One day, his personal physician, he came to he went to Shah Jahan and said, Jahapana, I'm very upset about building the city. And Shah Jahan was like, why, what happened? You built the city and you didn't even tell me. Like, oh, is there something wrong about the city? Shah Jahan asked. Then this physician said, you know, the water from Yamuna, they're not potable, they're not healthy to drink, they're not good to use for your cooking or drinking. And Shah Jahan was confused and he was like, now the city is built, why are you telling me this now? What can we do about it? I cannot close the city and go back to Agra just because the river is bad. Tell me if we can do anything, repair the water, maybe repair the river, or can we take some measures to, you know, stay healthy. And then the physician thought and he said, you know, Jahapana, you and your people should start eating spicy food. Shah Jahan asked, how does that help? You know, if we eat spicy food, then we might have stomach problems. And then the physician said, you know, if you eat spicy food, yes, there might be digestive problems. And this way, to overcome those digestive problems, you have to eat a lot of ghee. And this way, you can fight the alkalinity of Yamuna water and build your immune system and have a good cardiac health. It was a theory back then. So everyone started implementing this, and the non-vegetarians was, they had meat to eat. But the vegetarians were pretty upset and they wanted to find something of the same genre, but they didn't want to eat meat, of course. So what they did was they went to this physician and asked, you know, you gave so many ideas for the non-vegetarians, but you never thought of vegetarians. What should we do? And then the physician said, you know, if you cannot eat ghee or meat, try eating spicy food, but also add curd or dahi every day to your diet. The vegetarians got an idea. Every day we eat chickpeas or mutter or lentils or peas. You know, we will take that as a protein source. We will use potatoes as our starch, and we will club these two with spices and top it off with our favorite vegetables or favorite spices. And they started boiling these potatoes and mutter or peas or chickpeas together, you know, spicing it up with this tamarind and jaggery chutney, which is sweet and sour. There is some spiciness from the chilies and instant kick of spice from the red chili powder. And then there is Himalayan black salt and amchur powder, which is dry mango powder. So all these, they started mixing it and eating it, and they loved it, and it spread so vast that every vendor started selling these chaat plates to every woman who come and sit, or every man who come and sit near the gates of Delhi. In the evenings, they used to come for a snack and sit and talk with their buddies and friends while eating this chaat, and it slowly started developing near these gates, such as Ajmer Gate and Turkman Gate of Delhi, etc. So it started developing and it started taking its shape slowly, and now it is famous all around the world. Our neighboring countries like Bangladesh and Pakistan started developing their own versions of chat. In the India itself, it went to Mumbai, and Mumbai, due to the Portuguese influence, they started making pav bhaji with pav being the influence of Portuguese, and bhaji is of course the mashed vegetables with close enough chat spices. And then when it went to Kolkata, they started making the colder version of golgappa or pani puri with mash, spicy mash stuffed in golgappa and with the spicy water. And then it came to Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, and due to our Bihari friends, we have our own version of chaat that we eat every day. And this way it started getting its shape and in the modern world. Let's get to the tip part of the chaat. For those who think that they, whenever they make chaat, you know, it's not the same color as like the vendor who makes it near your house, or it's not the same taste, or it's not the same consistency the way we get it outside near a vendor. Well, try finding the right spices the way they use. For example, they use the Kashmiri chili powder, they use the chaat masalas, and they're pretty generous in using them. They use a lot of butter. It's not that you make them every day, so when you're making them, you know, you can put a little bit of spices or fat into it, like butter or oil. When you put your spices, make sure that you're putting them into the fat before, so that they get nicely roasted, and then put your mixture of chickpeas or lentils and pigeon peas or mutter or potatoes. Try to mash the chana before you put it into the oil mix, because not completely, of course. Just give it a half mash. This way it thickens up naturally with its own mash, and you don't have to put a lot of water into it, and you don't have to, you know, keep on boiling for it to get thickened up. Make sure you season it with salt, and maybe flavor it with little cinnamon stick or bay leaf, and this way you are imparting flavor into your chana rather than just keeping it a bland version of boiled mutter or chana or whatever you call it. For those people who want a healthy version of samosa chaat, it's just a suggestion that you bake your samosas. It might not be the crispy oil fried version, but it's still a healthier option, right? So people who have microwaves and or even ovens at your home, try to find the convection option. You know, preheat it at 200-220 degrees. Depends on your microwave, it takes 3 to 5 minutes for preheating, and then you put your samosas on an oven proof plate, apply a little bit of oil, just a little bit, or even olive oil would do the job, and then put it in, cook it for 15-20 minutes depending upon the color, and break open if to check if they are cooked through. That being said, thank you so much for your love towards this podcast. It helps me do more research and do more reading to get more and more recipes in my next podcasts. And please like, comment, subscribe to M3 Media House. This is Tejas Vierabhati signing off.